The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him and said, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel today, we just heard the story of the cure of the two blind men. And just like in any other healing miracles of Jesus, the physical healing is always indicative, or it points to a greater healing that needs to take place, and that is spiritual healing. More crippling than physical blindness is spiritual blindness. It cripples the heart, the seat of the soul. Things that drive us away from God are the same things that blind us. So reflecting on the gospel today, what are the things that continue to blind us in our full appreciation of who we are as sons and daughters of God? I pointed out in my homily last Sunday that the whole season of Advent starts in a time where we find ourselves in darkness, I mean physical darkness. The day is shorter and the night is longer. And as we anticipate and journey in the season of Advent, we wait for the coming of the true light, the one that's going to open our eyes, that's going to bring that ultimate illumination of our hearts and minds. What are the things that continue to blind us that we need to come to Jesus so that he may open our eyes anew and give us a new set of eyes? How about those things that blinds us to embrace forgiveness, charity, and compassion? Do we see others as inferior, therefore less worthy of our respect and consideration? It's interesting that as we reflect on this gospel today, we also commemorate the memorial of St. Francis Xavier, one of the early disciples or the early collaborators of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. And if we read a little bit about his biography, you know, he was one of the prolific missionaries that we had, traveling to India, to Japan, to the other countries in the East. And they say that he converted more than 30,000 people during his time, during his ministry. You know, 30,000. You know, it's pretty incredible. And this missionary call is not just given to a selected few. In virtue of our own baptism, we share in this missionary call. You know, I asked myself, like, how long have I been a Catholic? Well, since from the beginning. How many people have I really ushered to a deeper relationship with the Lord? Not necessarily convert, you know, from one faith to another, but usher that person into a deeper encounter. But if you have, if you initiated someone to the faith, that's pretty incredible too. You know, as a Catholic, our faith is not just private. There's always that communal aspect to it, that communitarian. It's not just a private affair with God. But rather, we truly believe that the salvation of the other is as important as our own salvation, because we are all one in this. Let us ask for the grace to have a renewed spiritual sight, but we must first be convinced that Jesus can do this. So he asked the same question that he asked the two blind men in the gospel today. Do you believe that I can do this? And if we answer yes, he will say, let it be done for you according to your faith.